This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. A day after New York police tried to break up a pro-Palestinian demonstration on the Columbia University campus, the demonstration continues. Reporter Gwen Hogan has more.
Muslim students kneeled on the South Lawn for the afternoon prayer. Dozens more looked on. Abdul Akil, with the group Within Our Lifetime, spoke to those gathered.
You can suspend us all, you can arrest us all, but our voice is louder than ever.
After Thursday's arrests, hundreds more students set up a second encampment where they vowed to stay until Columbia meets their demands of divesting from companies that support Israel. University officials justified calling in the NYPD, saying there was a clear and present danger. But police admitted the demonstration was peaceful and the students were removed for trespassing. For NPR News, I'm Gwen Hogan in New York.
And in New York, a panel of 12 jurors and six alternates have been seated in former President Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial, where he's accused of falsifying business records. He's pleaded not guilty. Opening statements are expected next week. Meanwhile, New York police say a man doused himself with a flammable liquid and set himself on fire in a park near that courthouse. Police say the man from Florida is hospitalized in critical condition. NYPD Chief of Detectives Joe Kenney says the man threw pamphlets in the air before setting himself on fire.
The pamphlets seem to be propaganda-based, almost like a conspiracy theory type of pamphlet. Some information in regards to Ponzi schemes and the fact that some of our local educational institutes are fronts for the mob. So a little bit of a conspiracy theory going on here.
Three officers were slightly injured, helping extinguish the flames. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has secured a place on the ballot in the key swing state of Michigan. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports his bid is raising concerns for both the Biden and Trump campaigns.
John Cook, an associate professor of political science at Michigan State University, says it's hard to determine whether Kennedy's presence on the ballot will alter the electoral dynamic in Michigan.
It's hard to assess who's going to gain from this threat. Given Kennedy's appeal, it's not just like he's getting support from liberal-leaning or Democratic-leaning voters. He's getting support from both sides.
Donald Trump won Michigan in the 2016 election but lost the state to Joe Biden in 2020. Kennedy says he's working to get on the ballot in all 50 states, but that won't be easy because of the different qualifications needed for each contest. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
Wall Street ended the day in mixed territory. You're listening to NPR News. New details came out this week in a study on the largest reptile that's ever lived. NPR's Emily Kwong has more on the father-daughter duo who uncovered the bones.
The reptile in question is a species of ichthyosaur that measured over 80 feet long. Justin Reynolds and his 11-year-old daughter Ruby found the giant jawbone fossils while walking the beaches of Somerset, England. Paleontologist Dean Lomax led the effort to publish their findings in the journal PLOS ONE this week.
Paleo is one of those sciences where anybody can make a significant contribution. You just need a keen eye, a lot of patience, and a little bit of luck.
The jawbones will soon go on display at the Bristol Museum and Art Gallery for anyone to see. Emily Kwong, NPR News.
Tesla is recalling nearly 4,000 of its new Cybertrucks because the accelerator pedal could get stuck. The electric automaker says the pad on top of that accelerator can come loose, getting trapped in the trim and causing unintended acceleration. Tesla says the problem, which went viral after a posting on TikTok, is due to soap being used in assembling that pad onto the pedal. Deliveries of the truck have been low, and Tesla reported disappointing first quarter vehicle deliveries so far this year. The company reports first quarter earnings next week. Crude oil prices were higher by the close, gaining 0.7%, ending the day at $83.31 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Wall Street ended the day in mixed territory. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Bombas.
Bombas makes absurdly soft socks, underwear, and T-shirts. And for every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness. Get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/NPR and use code NPR.